Hello?
Hello. Hi, Greg. How are you?
How's it going?
It's going good. I didn't know if this was a good time. I know you said between, I think you said between 1 and 3, right?
Yeah.
Like you're still working.
I just got off. I just now got parked the work truck, and I'm just now getting into my regular car.
Okay. Did you want me to call you right back, or?
Let me see here.
Okay.
So our next process is you send me the application, and I pay $250.
Yeah, you paid the $250. So what we'll do is we'll create the account, you and I, just verifying the business information, do the billing. You're just paying the $250 today. I'm going to send you the application, and then you're going to fill out the app, upload your documents, but I'm also going to schedule a client interview with you with our representative. So that way they can go over the application with you, make sure all documents are uploaded, and then we help with the push through. Okay. So, it takes maybe for me and you to be on the phone, I'm going to say 15 minutes, if that max.
Okay. And then, I'm guessing the application has my social security and everything.
Yeah. On the application, when you're filling it out, it's going to ask you, you know, upload your business license, where the business is registered, right? In what state, what year. It's going to ask you for your social. It's going to ask you also, like, your address. It's going to ask you how many employees, okay? When you notate the employees, my suggestion is you put 0, because if you put you have 1 employee, okay, they're then going to want the background check on the employee. They're talking about they only want to do background checks on the person that's face-to-face exchanging. I would say the one exchanging money with the clients, and that's only you, right?
I'm going to put 0 anyway. They usually put 0. It saves a lot of paperwork and mess.
Yeah. There you go.
I usually put 0.
You're like, I already know. Okay.
Another thing is to upload. I have to upload files.
The only thing you need to upload is your certificate of liability insurance. It's what they call the accord. It's just a certificate of liability, and it'll show you an example of what that page looks like. They don't want all
okay,
the pages. They only want that
one. I have a big old packet. I'm not sure what one it is you guys want, but
yeah, it'll even show you the example. It's called the accord, and it's just the accord one. Uh-huh.
Another thing is, too, I don't know if I have a scanner to upload this stuff.
Do you have an iPhone?
Nope.
Okay. Well,
I got Android. I do have a printer that I usually print all my files with, but I've never had to upload anything. So I don't know if I can do that for sure.
Well, you know what a way you can do it? If you had an iPhone, I know I have an iPhone, I can scan a picture. I can actually scan it from my iPhone and just upload it. What you can do is if you can email me, are you able to email, like take a picture and maybe send it to me?
I can email, yes.
Okay. So you can email it to me, right? And then I'm trying to figure out. I mean, I don't know if you want me helping you fill out the application, but you can email it to me. I'm trying to think how you could do it. Can you you can email it to yourself. You know how to do that?
Yeah.
So here's the easiest way to do it. So when
you take a picture of it?
Yeah, just take a picture of it, email it to yourself, and then save it on your desktop. You know what I mean? So when you go to upload it, it'll say upload, and you're like going to upload a picture, and it'll say from what folder, and you just click on the folder you're uploading it from, and you select the item, and then it uploads. If you need me to help you walk through it, I can help you. That's not a problem.
I can bug you, huh?
I'll let you bug me.
Okay.
To help you get through that process.
Here's another concern I got.
Okay.
I want to jump on top of this and get the ball going, but
okay.
I just got off work today, and I got to pack and everything today. I'm taking off in the morning on a little vacation.
Okay.
So I don't know if I have time to be doing all this. I'm coming back Monday.
That's okay, because listen, we can get it set up, right, so I can at least get the application out to you. I know you're going on a little vacation, right? And then we can schedule your client interview with Ivan if you want it on Tuesday, or we can schedule it Wednesday. I just want that application to be done by then. Does that make sense?
By Wednesday?
Yeah. If you want to have your appointment with Ivan on Wednesday, So that way it gives you some time to get that application done. And like okay, I said, I don't mind staying after to help you, you know, to show you how to upload the document. That doesn't bug me. I don't mind.
The application is going to come to me and I print it out on my printer, or is it just something I fill out on my phone?
You fill it out on your phone or on your desktop. It'll come by email and you just fill it out.
Okay.
It's awesome. Really simple. I promise you. Yeah, you could totally do it from your phone. Absolutely.
Okay. I guess just send me the application then. It's not a time sensitive thing, right? We can set up the conference Wednesday and I can finish filling it out Monday and Tuesday.
Absolutely. And if you want, we can set a time. I can help you get through the application, walk you through it. It's really simple, but I don't mind taking the time to help you go through the application.
Sounds great. Appreciate the help. And then I guess in the meanwhile, let's try to get the application sent to me.
Okay. All right. So Greg is your first name, or is that like short for Gregory or?
Gregory. Gregory is my full name, my first full name.
Gregory?
Correct.
Okay. What's your last name?
It's Orozco.
With
a Z? Orozco? You spell it with a Z, yes.
I got it. Okay. And then I have your email is the arbortechgo@gmail.com. Your phone number is the 541-778-7049 number, correct? That's the number, the best number to reach you at, in other words. Okay. And then the company name, as it reads, is Arbor Tech Tree Service, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's the way I see it on your Google profile. Okay.
Yes, that's exactly.
And then do you remember where you PIN verified the business at? The address you used?
Yes.
What was the address?
It's going to be 1224 Triangle Drive, Central Point.
Okay.
Oregon.
Got it. Okay. And then I see the website already there. Okay. Now, for the billing, Greg, the card that you're using, is it in your name? Does it have the business name, or is it in both?
It's in my name.
Okay. And is it just Gregory Orozco, or is there like a middle initial?
I think it says, oh my goodness. I don't got it on me. Don't tell me that. I'm pretty sure it says Gregory B. Orozco. I left in one of the work trucks, and we're going to need that to run it too, huh?
Yeah.
Can you call me back in 15 minutes?
Absolutely. It's okay. It's okay. I'll call you back in 15, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Will do. All right.
Yes.
Bye.
All right, bye.